Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Chavdalet, Avodah Zarah 24a, pagination is 47. We will start on Amud Aleph of the previous page. That's Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, pagination 45, for the introduction of our session. We're about a third, almost a half of the way down, in the middle of a line, Ditnan, we learnt. Gabe paras chatos, by the para aduma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Eine nikachas mina ovde kochovim. It cannot be bought from an idol worshipper. Vachachomim matirim. And the chachomim say, that's okay. Now, what will emerge is that Rabbi Eliezer is concerned about two things. One thing is that when you're dealing with an idol worshipper, he might have lived with the animal, and that action would prohibit the animal from being used. We indeed paskin that if such activity was done with the animal, it is indeed possible. The para aduma is called a chatos, and that even though it's not brought in the Beis HaMikdash proper, but it still has certain status of being a karbon. But the chachamim do not hold that you have to worry and assume that such activity was done. We assume that the idol worshipper would not do that to his own animal, because it causes damage. Another factor that we'll find out about Rabbi Eliezer is that he holds that you're not allowed to buy something for the Beis HaMikdash directly from the idol worshipper, and that there would have to be a middleman. You'd have to have Jews who bought the item from the idol worshipper, and then the Beis HaMikdash could purchase it from the Jews. Let's take a look on Amud Beis, which is the facing page of today's daf. Counting up from the bottom, about 12 lines, the first word on the line is gufa. Gufa tani shila. My taima de Rabbi Eliezer. What is the reason of Rabbi Eliezer that he says that you cannot buy a para aduma from an idol worshipper? Dichsiv. It says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu, speak to the Jewish people and they shall take a para aduma, the beginning of Parshas Chukas. B'nei Yisrael yikhu, we read it that the Jewish people should be the one taking. Ve'eino avdei kochovim yikhu, but an idol worshipper is not allowed to be involved in this taking, and you can't buy it directly from him. Ela me'ata, if that's true, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu li teruma. It also says, speak to the Jewish people, and they should take the teruma that they're going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, which included items such as the special stones and other articles. Hachanami divnei so yikhu ve'inu avdei kochavim yikhu. Are you also going to tell me that the Jewish people will take, but the idol worshipper is not allowed to take, and you're not allowed to buy it from the idol worshipper directly? And if you tell me that's true, let's follow Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that you're not allowed to get it from the idol worshipper, not the para aduma, and not other items of the Beis HaMikdash. But we have a story that Rabbi Eliezer agreed to, the story of Kibra Ve'eim with Dama ben Nisina, where they eventually bought a para aduma from this person, Dama ben Nisina. And there's no objection being raised, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, from getting this animal from Dama ben Nisina. So the Gemara responds about 12 lines from the top, in the middle of the line. Hasam ayidei tagore yisrael zavun. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the way they purchased this para aduma from Dama ben Nisina would have been through middlemen. They might have sent the scholars out to the farm to check the animal, verify that the animal is acceptable. Then Jews would buy it from Dama ben Nisina, and then from the purchase that the Jews have, the Beis HaMikdash buys it, but it's not bought directly from the Oved Kochavim from the idol worshiper. Now, it's interesting that Rashi words it, Tagare Yisrael, through this middleman arrangement, Sirsur Yisrael, the middleman, a Jew, Lakha Mishalom in Oved Kochavim, he bought it with his own funds from the idol worshiper, La'atzmo, for himself, V'chazor Machra Letzibur, and then he went and sold it to the public. So that means that when we're buying it for the carbon, we're buying it from a Jew. The word la'atzmo in Rashi is a bit of a question as to what Rashi wanted with the word la'atzmo. It does not seem that these middlemen bought it for themselves and then suddenly woke up to buy it to the Beis HaMikdash. They were planted. They were purposely there in order to facilitate the transfer of this animal in a kosher way, according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So the word la'atzmo is a little bit questionable what Rashi meant exactly by that, but perhaps all he meant was that the middleman has to make it like he's doing it for himself. He's the one who's going to make some money on the deal, a little bit like Mechiras Chametz, where the non-Jew who buys the Chametz from us makes some money. He takes it, he buys it, he resells it after Pesach to us. But it was La'atzmo. There has to be some personal gain in order that it should settle in the hands of the middleman and not be considered a harama, a trick. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Again, as I mentioned, we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that you cannot buy for the Beis HaMikdash, not the Para Aduma, and not other items directly from the Akum. Actually, let me point out that the fundamental question, which is really where we started, was that they wanted to buy a stone from Dama ben Asina for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the example of other donations to the Beis HaMikdash being purchased from the Akum. And then not only that, but we're back to where we started about the Para Aduma topic, that also cannot be purchased. And the answer to both of these is that they were prepared to buy it through Tagare Yisrael, through middlemen that were Jews. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer lo chayish l'reviya, are you telling me that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't have any concern regarding the Akum living with the animal, and instead the approach that we're using is that he's just worried that you can't buy something from them for the Beis HaMikdash? V'hatanya, we learned, Amru lo l'Rabbi Eliezer, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Masav l'kchom in ovi kachavim, there's one time that they did buy it from an idol worshiper, whatever his name was, Dama, Remetz, Amal and Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer answered, Misham Raya, that's a proof. Yisrael hayu mishamrim osa mishasha nolda. Jews were guarding it from the time that it was born. So you see from Rabbi Eliezer's response that he is worried that the animal would be used for illicit relations. And whatever you want to tell me, that you're not allowed to buy it from the Akum, and you sidestep that by having a Jewish middleman, but you still have a fundamental problem. Rabbi Eliezer seems to be worried that the animal was used for illicit purposes. Rabbi Eliezer tarti yisle. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Eliezer holds of both problems, as I said by way of introduction to this session, isle kicha. He has a problem with buying it directly from the idol worshiper, v'chayish nami l'reviya. And he's also worried that the idol worshiper would use it for illicit relations. On both of these points, we do not paskin in this way, as the Rambam presents. We'll see that in a moment. The one question that's hanging over here is, they guarded the animal from the time it was born to make sure that there were no illicit relations. So the Gemara goes on and says that illicit relations apply even when the animal is still as a fetus, if the mother would be used for illicit relations. And so the Gemara says, Mishasha Notzra, you're right, from the time of conception they were guarding this animal that it shouldn't be used improperly. Special type of hashkocha. In which case, we have this question, Minoyadinon, how do you know which animal to be watching? Until it's born and you see it's totally red, it just seems absurd that they're guarding all the farms in case a para aduma, which is a fairly rare occurrence, is going to be born. Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana explained, Kos edam ma'avirim lefana b'shosh ola aleha zachar. During the time of the male and female being together, they would have a technique which worked in certain herds to take something red in front of the animal, and when it was thinking of red, it would cause conception of a red animal. And this is similar to what we encountered by Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze, that he was using some sort of technique to try to get the animals to be born looking in a certain way. So this is not hashkocha on every animal that's out there. This is hashkocha on the particular animal that the breeder, the animal breeder, was trying to get to be a para aduma. He was planning it that way. And then we would watch that animal from the time of conception, so that the mother wasn't used for illicit relations, and likewise that the child, therefore, would be kosher for para aduma. I want to mention one word of Tosfos before we see the Rambam. The Tosfos is on the facing page, at the bottom of the page, Bikshu mimenu avanim le'efod. They wanted originally from Dama ben Asina stones for the ephod. Says Tosfos, regarding this story about Dama, Al Korchenu b'vayisheni haya. This must have happened during the second Beis HaMikdash, because the first Beis HaMikdash, they sufficed with the Para Aduma that Moshe made. The first time they had to do a new Para Aduma was in the time of Ezra, in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. So by definition, if they're looking for a Para Aduma and they buy it, that's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, as I mentioned, does not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rambam in Hilchos Para Aduma Aleph Zayin writes, Muta liko chosamino akum, you're allowed to buy it from an idol worshipper. Ve'en choshishin, we're not worried, shema rava ho akum, maybe it was used with illicit relations. She'enu mafsid behemto, because the idol worshipper is not going to do damage to his own animal, a distinction that we've discussed in the previous session. Likewise, the concern of Rabbi Eliezer that things have to be bought from Jews and not from idol worshippers is apparently not a concern that we paskin with, that the Chachamim agree to. Nevertheless, this development of Rabbi Eliezer Shita yields a number of important perspectives. Among them, if indeed it was Nirva, it would be possible. It's just that we don't worry that the idol worshipper would have done that. But if we know it was done, then it's going to be a problem. Also, Rabbi Eliezer has a way that they could monitor it. They would be monitor it from the time of conception. And the Gemara wonders, how do you do that? The answer is that these animals that were meant to be entirely red, a para aduma, were actually bred for that purpose, and they were able to monitor such a thing. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.